Well, good morning. It is time for another edition of Fry Bread Journeys, and we are joined by Chris Crane this morning. Chris, how you doing?
I am doing great. How are you, James?
Doing well.
Listening to your open line. That's like close
right.
enough, everything
yes,
good?
Yes, you're okay. good.
So I was a OCO, and here's another episode of Fry Bread Journeys. And the first thing we always like to do is thank Sten Jody for the use of his song, Greasy Fry Bread. It's our opener. We'd like to thank our sponsors, the Cooperative Credit Union of Coffeyville, Smilin' Charlie Crane, and Cherokee Nation. Wado to all of you. Amy, don't know if she's going to make it or not. We're hoping she will be in here in a little while, but we're going to continue on without her. So I'm going to put a lot of pressure on you, James.
I know.
Oh, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
Like, you never do this.
No.
So today in history, in 1864, Congress passed the Coinage Act, which led to the words "In God We Trust" was all printed on U.S. coins and later on in bills. In 1970, the first Earth Day was held. That is what the April 22nd is Earth Day.
Oh, yeah.
And in 1994, former President Richard Nixon passed away at the age of 81. So today's birthdays, Robert Oppenheimer, father of the atomic bomb, and I guess that movie.
A lot of people know that now.
They do that now, but it won Best Picture. It won a lot of awards.
It was one of those movies they make just so it'll win awards, you know?
You think?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
It was good. It was very long. I mean,
was
if
it?
You didn't
Was
want
it as
to...
long as Killers of the Flower Moon, though? That was supposed to be really long.
It was kind
long.
Of about on the same level
really?
There. I saw both of those. But,
huh.
but yeah, you didn't, like, then you never knew when to take a bathroom break is a problem. So you kind of had to plan.
Yeah. And he was born in 1904. Jack Nicholson. A lot of people, you either love him or hate him, was born in 1937. He's 87 years old today. My personal favorite, Glenn Campbell's birthday. He was born in 1936 in Delight, Arkansas.
Delight.
And he shares his birthday today with one of our sponsors, Smilin' Charlie
Crane. Oh, well, isn't that wonderful?
Who hates him.
Ha!
So, too bad. I love Glenn Campbell. So, as far as I've got Cherokee Nation news to celebrate Earth Day, on April 17th, though it wasn't actually Earth Day, Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. and Deputy Chief Brian Warner, along with other tribal leaders, announced the creation of the Cherokee Nation Youth Climate Change and Environmental Protection Task Force. That is a mouthful.
It is.
But they had an event in Tahlequah at the Powwow Grounds, and they gave away over 1,500 trees. There were several different varieties given away. And I'm sure there were games and there was food out there, and it was a nice symbolic thing to do.
Well, and it's kind of like Earth Week here because we have Arbor Day coming up at the end of the week, I guess.
Is that like a set day every year?
I think it moves around. I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe that's why they did that. Obviously, that's why they gave away the trees. But,
yeah, it's coming up here on Friday.
Okay, that's good. We all need trees. We need them. So in June, coming up for Cherokee Nation, they have a thing called Remember the Removal Bike Ride. And what they do is 12 members of the Cherokee tribe are chosen each year, and they meet with cyclists. They go over to North Carolina, cyclists from the Eastern Band, and together the two groups, they bike. They ride bikes from Georgia through Tennessee, Kentucky, North Carolina, Arkansas, and they come all the way Oklahoma to Tahlequah. And it is, it says they ride about 60 miles a day, and it's a total of almost 1,000 miles. And they used the routes that were used by our ancestors. Everybody thinks it was one trail of tears. No, there were several different routes that they had. But during the years of 1838 and 1839, about 16,000 Cherokees were forcibly removed from their lands back east, and they traveled to Indian Territory, and over 4,000 Cherokees died due to starvation, disease, and exposure to elements. But you can keep track of this if you go to the www.facebook.com, and it's /removal.ride. And then once they start doing that in June, you can actually track what they've gone and where they've been every day. I mean, and they train for this.
Oh,
60 miles a day is...
That's a lot.
It is a lot to bike. I can't even imagine
miles
a day.
I did a 50 miler once, and that's a big
Where'd you do
day.
That at?
Just kind of south central Kansas.
Yeah?
Around, yep, just around.
So. I can't imagine. I mean, they're going to have to go through hills and...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
A lot of work.
But I'm gonna hope and hang on. I had that Amy had this cool story about the Chickasaw and Choctaw tribes. I'm going to wait. Maybe she might show up and be able to tell it, but if not, I will tell it. So the first thing I want to kind of get to is last NAFI meeting, I was on here on NAFI Notes, was it last Thursday, and we talked. We had an election. We had two board spots up for election, and our two new board members are Lyle Martin and Nicole Nolte. We are very, very delighted to have the two of them on the board. I know Lyle has served previously. And we do want to make sure and thank the outgoing board members, Rosie Green and Rick Leip. They've both served over 20 years. We appreciate all their wisdom, all their help. Another thing going on is NAFI, we've got, I haven't written it down on here, but NAFI is getting a digital sign build. I think we talked about it, but they've actually dropped off. They've done a little foundation for us. They've done the concrete blocks are there and the bricks.
And now where is that going to be?
It's going to be right there on Oklahoma Street. Our address is 215 Oklahoma, and this is going to be just outside. It's going to be about 6 feet high and 12 feet long, and it'll have a 3 foot, what do you call, just a digital thing that rolls through so you can change that. So be on the lookout if you drive down in that area. We've got lots of stuff going on. I'm going to go ahead and talk a little bit about our sponsors. And our first one, we always like to really give a good shout out to the sponsors that we have. We're lucky we have them. The Cooperative Credit Union, which is located at 313 West 9th here in Coffeyville. They can handle all of your banking needs. They do CDs, checking, savings accounts. They have great rates and loans, all provided by CCU President Lyle Martin and his wonderful staff. CCU is NCUA insured, and it's where you belong. So you need to go down and see them today. And I believe Lyle told me maybe towards the end of the month, oh, well, this is getting close, or beginning of next month, they're going to be doing some kind of loan rates. I believe he's going to have a special going on. So
great.
You guys want to check that out. And our next sponsor is, of course, Smiling Charlie. I don't have a lot I can say about him. Happy birthday, my dear.
And I got a birthday shout out from Terry Gregory. Wanted to make sure you...
Terry's former employee of Acme, and Charlie is the melting superintendent there. Charlie doesn't like to tell us his age, but I can assure him he doesn't look a day over 60. And we may have another surprise for you later in the show, Charlie. But our last sponsor is Cherokee Nation, and they just came on board... November maybe this year, December. We are just thrilled to have them as a sponsor. And not only just because they're sponsoring the show, but we appreciate the efforts that they do for the city of Coffeyville, but in Indian Country also. And you've got to see the wonderful attractions they offer. You can learn more about Cherokee Nation by visiting Cherokee.org or visit CherokeeNation.org. And Watto, Cherokee Nation. I'm kind of worried. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, I really want to talk to Amy. The Last Outlaws is a book by Tom Clavin. A friend of mine, Wayne Warren, suggested I read this. He wanted to discuss it. He teases me about all the time I've spent on the Historical Society and my being an authority. But this is an actually, this is a, I would recommend this book to anybody. And it's all about... It doesn't just, it's not dry reading, let me put it that way. You really get into the book and the characters. It gives a lot of the backstory, and he actually answers some questions. I know that we had, a couple of years ago, they've had people from the History Channel here, and that was kind of I kind of felt like it was a joke that Josh Gates, they did that Destination, and it was about this lost loot of the, and Emmett Dalton, I just was finished, he said in one of his books, what lost loot? He's basically said there was no hidden treasure around Coffeyville.
It's like that Curse of Oak Island thing. Good grief.
Yeah. Well, that group had been here, and that was been a long time ago when I was on president of the Historical Society, and they interviewed myself, Lou Barndollar, Rob Burrows, and a guy from Emporia State University. And none of us made the film, the show, except Lou, and it's because she wrote that book also. And I think she never really said one way or the other about the obvious, you know, maybe the lost loot, but the rest of us were all going, no, that's not what they wanted to hear.
Yeah,
let's put it
sure.
that way. So it's a really good book. I would recommend it. Wayne, we can talk more about this. I'm not quite finished with it, but I'm pretty impressed with the book.
Well, speaking of books, I know I'm just adding this in.
Please
here,
do.
I actually just ran across this and I added it. I emailed it to myself, which I'll just promptly lose the email, but maybe I'll buy it. I just found out about it this morning, but it's called Here Today, Oklahoma's Ghost Towns, Vanishing Towns, and Towns persisting against the odds. And it does cover Native American history, kind of things within, you know, the context. It has some section on that, at least. But it kind of covers a lot of Oklahoma kind of ghost towns. And I'm all
so into you haven't read it yet?
No, I just found out about it.
When did you order this? Like Amazon or something?
You can find it on Amazon. I haven't ordered it yet. I'm thinking about it. It's in the queue. It's in my
You need to message that to me. Send me a message because I will probably order it.
Well, then you can buy it
stuff.
And then I can read it
after. There you go.
There you go.
But I get it on a Kindle.
Oh, well,
I'm not
going
to hand you my
here.
Kindle, okay?
Get that out of here.
Well,
on Kindle, it's $16.49, and paperback, it's $22.46.
Well, it's not that much difference. I do like to buy paperback still.
Yeah, well, a lot of those Kindle ones are free, too. There's a lot of free books.
If you have the unlimited and stuff like that. Wow. But I enjoy that. We were just driving Elgin, Kansas.
Uh-huh.
That's like a ghost town, isn't it?
Well, it's still, it's actually still incorporated. Population 60, I believe.
60? Mm-hmm. I wondered what the population was for Niates when we go over to Sedan.
It's 100 and...
Oh, wow.
What is it? I have a whole book on it.
Well, you know, people always say Coffeyville is going a future ghost town. But, I mean, we're smaller. We're almost 9,000, I think. But 8,800 or something. Mm. But,
Both Niates and Elgin are still incorporated, I believe.
I think for people to say stuff like... There's always people that complain about... Oh, there's nothing to do here. Well, it's not just Coffeyville. It happened all over, folks. I mean, and it's easy to blame urban renewal, or you can blame Walmart. You can blame the fact that the highway, your main street, is no longer 8th Street going through the downtown. There's a lot of factors that go in here. So,
well, that even happened. I was just looking at, you know, the old highway used to go through Lenapon, Delaware, and now it bypasses all those towns in Nowata County.
Parsons, they did something. I mean, they were able to kind of reclaim back some of their downtown. They had the same issue. I don't think it's still where they would like it to be, but... You know, it is what it is. We just have to move forward and go on and just make the best of it. And let's promote the town. Coffeyville, I love living here. Moved here in 76. And I was in 7th grade. And I moved away to Topeka when Charlie and I got married. And we were there for 5 years. And he went to college here. And he wanted to come back. And it was a great decision for us. We love living around here.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know. It's good. So one of the things I do want to talk about, too, is I'm a member of the Indian and Women's Pocahontas Club. So they're celebrating this year their 125th anniversary. The club was founded in 1899 in the Kooiskui District in Indian Territory. It is probably the oldest club in the state of Oklahoma, but I know definitely that it is the oldest women's organization. And the objective is Indian welfare and education, and every year they provide 10 $1,000 scholarships to students who are Cherokee citizens. And some events they do this year, they've already hosted a wild onion dinner in March, and on May 18th they're going to co-host, Cherokee Nation's going to co-host with them. It's an old-fashioned picnic is what they call it, and it's going to be at the Will Rogers Birthplace Ranch, which is outside Ulagaw, and the public is welcome. It's a free admission, and there's going to be a hog fry. You and I talked about what a hog fry is. A hog fry is not the same as a calf fry.
or a hog roast or whatever.
It's not really a hog roast because you're not like burying them in the ground or on a,
like
spit,
a
spit or something.
Yeah.
It's.
So you take pieces, it's like pork, but you fry them?
Yeah, and it's in a lot of times they do them in like big
cast iron
cauldrons or whatever, you know, and it's seasoned. And it's just really good. I'm sure they'll have fry bread too. There's going to be music, Cherokee marbles, hatchet throw, and they're going to do cornstalk shoot. And I do know that Chief Chuck Hoskin will be making an appearance at the event. I do tell you, bring a lawn chair. It's from 10 to 3, but the gates are going to open at 9. And the other big event for them is the Hats Off to Will event on November 2nd at the Will Rogers Memorial Museum. Now, that's in Claremore. I have attended that. I've been a part of that. It's a celebration of the birthday of Will Rogers. So Claremore has a big parade downtown that afternoon. But we do a tribute. It's a wreath-laying ceremony at the museum. That's where his tomb and his family is buried, right there on the museum grounds. And I found out there's only, like, two places, or there might be a third, where somebody's actually buried on a museum property. Mm. And two of them are in Claremore. The other is at the J.M. Davis Gun Museum.
Oh, wow.
But... it's very moving. I had the pleasure of attending. I was a member of the club, And I look forward to doing it again. We're all dressed in our tarot dresses, and we have our shawls, and it's a procession, and we went down. It's very nice, and a prayer. But also, if you guys know, if you know of anybody, a woman who's interested in joining, you can go to www.IndianWPC.org, and they have membership, download your information, a membership app. And members just have to be able to trace their lineage to someone on the Cherokee Dawes roll. So, I don't know, with that being said, if you want to go ahead and go to commercial right now,
we'll take
and
a quick
we'll
break.
Back.
Okay, we'll be back with more Freibird Journeys as we continue here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road.
There you go. Glenn Campbell here this morning for us.
It wasn't for us. Come on, let's be honest. It was for Charlie.
That's right. That's right.
He's listening right now.
His favorite.
He took a day of vacation for his birthday, and I'm sure I'm going to hear no end of this. So I don't think Amy's going to make it in here today. So I'm going to tell this story, and it is a cool story. Amy's Choctaw, and the story is about how the Choctaw and Chickasaw tribes began. And before they were one tribe. And the tribe had many years of war, and there were two brothers, Chata and Chiksa, which kind of gives you an idea of what's going to happen here, decided to lead the tribe to different lands and find peace. They took with them a sacred pole that was given to them by the Creator. And every night when they stopped to sleep, they drove the pole into the ground. The next morning, whatever direction the pole was leaning was where they traveled. Once the pole would be straight in the morning, that meant that's where they were to stay. After many months of traveling, they awoke one morning to find the pole swaying back and forth, which it had never done before. When it stopped, the brother Chata thought it was standing straight and they should just stay there. But Chiksa thought the pole was still leaning east and they should keep traveling. The two could not agree. And finally, Chiksa said those who thought the pole was still leaning should follow him. So the tribe split. Chiksa and his group ended up traveling another 100 miles until the pole finally one morning they got up and it was straight as far as they could tell. And now we have Chata's group. That's how they became the Choctaw tribe, while Chiksa's group became the Chickasaw tribe.
Wow.
And I think that's a really interesting little
story. Yeah.
I mean, there's always all sorts of stories of how tribes and things came to be, but they do use the same language. So,
well, sure. That is interesting.
I think that's pretty cool.
And you got to wonder how people said, okay, you know, this is where we're going to live.
That's
you
it.
Know? It's like,
well,
are you sure? Maybe we should go over there.
I'm kind of thinking, okay, it's straight or it's, I mean, it, to me, it seemed pretty obvious, but I think that's, it's a pretty cool story. So we donated, Charlie, Smiling Charlie, and he's donated two koozies with Cherokee Nation seal on them.
Oh.
And I'm laughing about this because I do know who the winner is. I drew this morning. I do a little spin wheel thing on the computer. I list however many numbers, and we do our bum, 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 drum roll. Colby Howard, who is a friend of mine. He lives in Veneta. He works for Cherokee Nation. Colby used to work down at NAFI, so congratulations,
that's
Colby.
Great.
We will see you at some point, and I will give you these koozies.
And I got a prize here.
Oh, yeah. You got...
This is
that
a,
was a
mug.
It's a Pendleton mug. It's if you're going to look, it's bigger than a regular
so
coffee
the,
mug.
Oh, it is bigger.
It's a lot bigger.
It's huge. You could eat cereal out of this.
Well,
there's a... The blanket people make mugs, I guess. Now.
Oh, yeah. You can buy, they have clothing, you can buy purse. Uh-huh. Listen, purses, those are expensive, I'm telling you, but those are really nice.
That's just cool.
I thought it was a good looking mug and thought
it
you would
nice.
Enjoy.
Yeah, this
and
is great.
And it's also appreciation. You do so much for us here at the radio station. And unfortunately, Amy's not going to be here, but I thought we might go ahead and announce our special news.
Yes.
That James, we kind of verified. So.
Kind of.
We've always been kind of verified. He verified. We are going to go to, we're going to split this up. You're going to get double the fun with Chris and Amy is what's going to happen. Instead of once a month, we're going to go to 2 half-hour shows, the first and third Mondays of each month, and we will do 1 half-hour. It will still be at 9:10 in the morning, and it will still be Fry Bread Journeys, but we're going to split it into 2 half-hour shows. We do 45 minutes like today, and we really... It's kind of hard to get any longer than that in here. open lines, so it kind of cuts in. So we thought this would work better.
Yeah, and then that way everyone gets a better chance to catch, you know, the show.
Yeah, there's twice a month. So the next episode will be May 6th at 9:10 in the morning, and then May 20th. So the first and third Monday. So change your calendars. I had to go through my little phone calendar and start changing things around. My fry bread recipe, I actually kind of gave mine. I don't have set measurements for it, which is probably good or bad, but I kind of estimated. So I would say it's around, if you were going to do my fry bread, it's around 2 cups of flour. And then a couple of tablespoons of baking powder and a little bit of salt. I said a half teaspoon. I'm not sure. And you mix it around in the bowl. And you can, if you want it to be like, you know, you're going to eat this fry bread with honey or it's going to be a dessert, you can add a little sugar. And I'm thinking, maybe that seems too much. I said a quarter cup, and I thought, maybe that seems like a lot of sugar. That may be a lot of sugar, maybe an eighth of a cup. But you mix it around really good, the dry ingredients. You make a little well, and you pour in some milk. I think that it's about total a cup of milk, but to be on the safe side, I'd put like a half a cup in at first, and then start using your hands, mixing it up, add some more milk if you need to. And it, to me, it's kind of a wet dough. It's not runny by any means. It's a dough. But I turn it out on a floured board, and I kind of just pinch off. I put some flour on it and kind of maybe turn it over and knead it a couple times to get more dough in it or flour in it. Pinch off a piece. Maybe somebody said the size of a fist, and I don't even think I pinch off that much. But then you patty it out. You make sure there's a hole in it. You've got it thin enough, and you just cook it in hot oil, like 1.5-2 inches deep, and make sure you drain it well. Flip it. Doesn't take very long to cook fry bread. It does need to be drained very well because we'd left greasy fry bread's not, it's going to be greasy, okay, but not standing grease. And you can use it, like I said, if you have sugar in your mix, who was it? Erin Lee from 445 Indian Ed, the director, she actually puts she had cherry pie filling. That's pretty good. I've had maple syrup on it.
You can make a donut, filling.
It really is. We talked about it because I have rolled it out and made it like a pie and put the pie filling in, but I never can get it pinched really well. It always likes to pop open and it gets loose into the oil. It is a disaster. I don't like messing with it. So it's really good. So the other thing I do, if you're making a ton of it, you know you're making a ton of it, don't do it. You don't have to, but I have done it just for myself. I don't have anybody else helping me. I've just rolled it out like I would a pie crust almost.
Okay.
And I used a pizza cutter knife and cut it in strips or rectangles or whatever and slid it off and made a little hole and put it in there, and they kind of square looking, but hey, it eats the same is the way I look at it. And speaking of food, this morning, Mr. Charlie, for his birthday, he sent you guys. And James has had a bite.
Yeah, it's very good.
And it is a pork tenderloin that he cut to, I don't know what we call that. I'm sure there's a name for it, where you cut the round and it made it flat. And he stuffed it with a cream cheese, water, chestnut mixture, rolled it up, wrapped it in, I don't know how much bacon.
Yeah,
but it's entirely encased
in
bacon.
It's super good. Yeah, I've been eating on it here.
He baked it, and then he made a sauce with the drippings, and I knew it has lemon and dill in it.
Yeah, I'm going to reheat some of this.
Some cream. Oh, yeah.
It's very good.
Well, I brought a whole one in here, and it's over in the other room, so everybody can enjoy that if you get here soon enough, but I don't know how much you're going to hide and keep for yourself.
I know. I might have to grab a little bit to take home.
So
I'll put it in my mug. It'll fit.
It'll fit in your mug. You probably get a good sized piece in there. So upcoming community events, April 24th. I saw this. The Pink Flamingo is hosting a Botox and filler party at 5:30. And I know. I kind of thought that was interesting. You have to RSVP by today to reserve a spot. The team at Oasis Medical Spa is doing the injections.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's okay. Nice. I didn't know that you could just do something like
that. I didn't either. I thought that'd be like a whole thing, but apparently you can do it remotely.
It was on the chamber website. It was on the calendar. Also April 24th, 26th, 28th, Cobbville Community College is presenting the Comedy Noises Off.
I've heard that's a great show.
I think I saw it once and I don't even remember where, but it was very funny. It's going to be free admission at the Spencer Rounds Theater, 7 o'clock each of those nights. April 27th, 445 is having a 5K, and a color run at the Veterans Stadium, and the registration's at 7:30 in the morning. It's going to start at 8:15. Also, April 27th, I mentioned on NAFI Notes, Washington County Cherokee Association will be hosting a cultural day at their grounds in Oshelada. And that is going to be from 10 to 2, and there'll be, like, beading and corn husk all made, and they're having a hog fry, too, and fry bread. And I think that's going to be a pretty good deal. So May 1st, they have course business over breakfast. And the 3rd, they're having that, CCC's having their scholarship auction. I think it's a beach theme of some kind.
And yes, it is.
Is it? I can't remember.
It's a beach theme, yeah.
And it'll be at, it's, I didn't see on the flyer, but I'm assuming it's at Nellis Hall.
It is, yeah, it should be. And in fact, tomorrow we are going to have some guests on to talk about it and fill us in a little bit
Krista,
at 8:10.
Is Krista Bromley coming?
I would imagine so.
Yeah, she's over there.
Yeah, I didn't. Matt got the interview lined up, so
that's pretty cool. And then I saw that on May 4th, there's going to be two events going on. It's the next day after that, CCC is going to host a drum fest at Nellis Hall too, and it says it's from 8 to 2 p.m. for grades 6 through 12, and $20 includes a T-shirt, lunch, and a concert. And you register at coffeeville.edu/bandfest. So I'm not sure what all that entails. Are they going to learn to drum? Are they going to just, is it just a concert to watch the drummers? Or
I think it is, I think they've kind of had some participation in it in the past, I
okay.
think so.
I think that sounds interesting. And I also know that South Coffeeville, the city of South Coffeeville, on the 4th, they're going to host their first craft fair. They've never done this before. They're doing a citywide craft fair. It's going to be from 9 to 4:30. It'll be at the First Baptist Church, which is there in South Coffeeville, I believe on Shawnee Street. Free admission. I know there's going to be a bouncy house. I know that Nanny's Food out of Deering, they're going to have a food truck there. It's Nanny's Soul Food? And they do some good food.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
And there'll be baked goods, candles, crafts, clothing, all sorts of stuff. So I think this is kind of a cool deal that they're trying. This is going to be the first one, and they plan on making this an annual event. And I don't know. You wouldn't remember, James. You're too young, plus you weren't living here. But they used to do, I want to say it was in the fall, a big craft festival, and it was Beta Sigma Phi chapters here in town did it out at where Floral Hall used to be at Walter Johnson Park, and it was quite the deal. And then we used to do many, many years ago, it was called New Beginnings Festival, and it was always around this time
in
downtown
Coffeeville.
They've
seen some pictures about it.
It was pretty neat, but I will tell you, we always knew, it was kind of like Fair and Rodeo. Oh, it's going to rain.
Yep.
Or it's going to be really cold. So, you just can't depend on the weather around here. But like I said, we've got huge news about us starting, so please mark your calendars. 1st and 3rd Mondays of the month at 9:10 here on KGGF. So what else have we got going on? Anything?
I just thought of something and it just... I was going to ask you, with the weather, warming up and grass growing again, are you looking for any help mowing over there at NAFI, or do you have that covered?
Actually, we do. We are the recipients through Cherokee Nation. They have a thing called a summer career youth program, or summer youth, and we've got two kids coming, and they're going to start June 2nd and work until July 26th. And then after that, hey, we could probably use some help, but we're going to have them. They're going to be busy. I know that we're going to have them working on staining our gazebo that's out there on the property. They'll be mowing and weed eating. And we also take care of the property by Southern Supper Club. Cherokee Nation owns that. So we have to mow over there. We just got a lot of stuff. I'm sure there'll be tomahawk practices involved. You hear me, Bill? He's killing me. But I don't get to practice as much as I would like to. But one of the things we did talk about is Cherokee Nation has a program called Gadoogie Corps, and there's different aspects of it, national service, volunteerism. One of the things that Bill put in, and I'm actually working for the Gadoogie Corps program through Cherokee Nation now, I'm at the NAFI building. We are, obviously, I put a note out today that we wouldn't open until 10 because of this, but 8 to 11:30. The office is open Monday through Thursday. Friday, we're usually around, but we're outside. Mm-hmm. I can't be in there the whole time.
Yep,
so
yep.
215 Oklahoma, and our phone number is 918-255-4035.
Well, that Gaduke Corps is kind of modeled sort of like the Peace Corps, kind of that same
I
idea.
I think it's AmeriCorps. AmeriCorps,
that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, Peace Corps, traveling to a foreign land.
That's right. No, I actually had a friend who did the AmeriCorps stuff. And
so
cool.
I think that's what, I mean, they want to get, it's like a grassroots effort for you to help people in your community and to get, we want to help Cherokee citizens. So one of the things I'm doing down there, we do have a lot of it. And there aren't, the other communities around here don't have people in their buildings all the time. Mm. And it's, most of people have come to depend. I am a Cherokee Nation notary. I do a lot of notarizing. I really do. But there to answer the phone. We have questions about the Gaduke portal, and that's a lot of the things like college scholarships have been helping. We do have those kids out there that need that community service hours. Hit us up, because I bet you we can find something for you to do. And we will sign off on it. And there's just opportunities. You need to come and get involved. And it's not just Cherokee Nation is a big part of this, but it's Native American fellowship. It's not Cherokee fellowship. So other tribes are welcome, of course. It just happens to be that Cherokee Nation, that's where we're at, and that is probably the most predominant tribe. So, and we do get most of our help from them, which we appreciate. But yeah, stop by down there sometime, see what's going on. It's always, have you ever been, you've been down there because you came down for the Unity Gathering.
Oh yeah, a lot of great stuff
down
there.
Well, there's stuff going, it's going to look different. Last year, we got bleachers in over at the Coastal
Circle.
Yeah,
from the high school, right?
From South Coffeyville, and now we've got 3 carport awnings out there. We're getting ready to get the parking lot re-asphalted and doing around our new warehouse building. So there's always something going on, and it's a community building, so we're trying to just provide better services.
It's always fun to see that progress.
And that's about all I've got.
Okay.
So I don't know how close we are.
Yeah, well, we're about at it, I think.
Are we about done?
Yeah.
Okay, well, happy birthday, Charlie. Thank you for cooking for him.
Oh, very good. Excellent food.
Yes.
Always
we appreciate
good.
It.
Yep, that's one of the many benefits of having you guys out. So,
there you go.
Twice a month. So
there you go.
Stay tuned for next month here coming up. But you said May 6th. That's
right.
Okay. Well, Chris, thank you so much for coming on by. And good to have another edition of Fry Bread Journeys in the books here. And we'll talk at you here in a couple of weeks.
All right.
All right. And coming up, we'll have more open lines straight ahead here on KGGF.